talking about one of the probably, I would say, biggest things that people lie about. And that is how good their friend's haircut looks. Specifically, how it's typically, not to sound sexist, but it's typically the ladies that have this problem. Because a guy's haircut, you know, what are you going to do? You know, if it looks bad, you just cut it shorter, you know, when you're done. Like that.
Yep.
And
or wear a hat.
Or wear a hat, yeah. That's why Chris always wears a hat.
I do? Are you saying my hair's bad?
Sometimes. But it was really long and stringy for a while.
It's going to be long and stringy again, my friend.
With the return of Raggedy Ann, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Beware. Six months from now, you're
I'm gonna... worried. We'll have to put a shield in front of me so I don't have to see your face.
Not again.
See, like, we can converse like that, but... This whole conversation started from a MySpace bulletin that was sent out. Now, for those who aren't familiar with MySpace, which we're on, myspace.com/Matt Stukes. Yours is /5hobos.
I have no idea.
I think it's 5hobos or something, isn't it?
Something like that. I don't know.
5 spelled out hobos.
Everything else was taken, dude. Except Matt Stukes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to steal that one.
So what you do when you sign up on this, you know, you get your friends and everything, and then friends can send out a bulletin, which is basically an email to all of their friends, you know, on their friend list. And so this girl I used to go to college with, who I've only recently got back in contact with through MySpace, sent out this this mass bulletin to everybody with a picture of herself, a new picture of, you know, she's looking at the camera, she's doing thumbs up, and she used to have this gorgeous, like, shoulder-length hair. Well, now... she's got a spike. You know what I mean? And, like, some women can pull off, like, the spiky thing just based on, you know, what their features are and everything. You know, maybe it'll look good on you or what have you. But this was, like, you know, a really shortcut, spiky thing. And so she sends out this mass bulletin saying, "What do you think of my new hair?" And I was like, surely no one's going to comment on this. Because people send out bulletins all the time, and no one responds to it. You know, like, "Would you sleep with me?" Is like send this to all your friends on MySpace and put, "Would you sleep with me?" And I'm like, what? Okay. You know, you could just not respond. Choose to not say anything at all. But I go and visit her page, and what do I see? 5 or 6 remarks talking about how great her hair looks now. And I know that they're lying, because there's no way anyone would think that this haircut was reasonable. So why can't you be honest? Or can you be honest with people's haircuts and tell them, "Hey, that haircut's terrible"? 539-9750 or 238-0975. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. I like my friends, and if they honestly ask me what I think of it, I tell them. I mean, you can do it tactfully. You could say, you know, I don't think that's probably the right cut for you. I can fix that if you want me to. So
I can fix that. Well,
have you been in that situation? I can't honestly let my friends walk around with some crap haircut. I just can't do it.
Yeah, that's why
I can't.
Yeah, that's why I think you're in the right in doing this, but do you think they'd get upset? Have you been in this situation before?
Yeah, I have, and they haven't really been upset. They just thought, "Are you serious?" And I had a girlfriend that did that to me, and she said, "Are you serious?" And I said, "Man, that cut is just not you. It really isn't. It looks bad. I mean, you look like you got, like, a mushroom on your head." And she was pretty cool about it. She said, "What do you think I should do?" And I said, "Well," I said, "I got my scissors in the bathroom. I can fix it for you."
Wow.
Nice. She was pretty good about it.
See, that's so much better. Like, I know people are lying to their friends about how good their hair looks. Like, with this MySpace thing, you know, this girl's friends are coming on her MySpace and saying, "Wow, I love the new haircut," when it's obvious that that haircut is simply horrifying.
See, and I don't think that's very good friends. I think if you're really a good friend, you're going to tell them the truth. Now, if it was a friend whose husband was having an affair, I would not tell them, because they're just going to get pissed at you. So...